Good afternoon. Welcome to the Joyous Journey with me, your host, DJ 2J's, aka Seaman Jackson Wanis. The current time is 3:07 p.m. and you're listening in to 106.3 AFM Bahrain The Eagle. We're coming at you here with Money Matters with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful outside. Another great day in Bahrain.
It is. I will say, I mean, it's past week, it was humid, but today it's not that humid and it feels more breezy.
Definitely.
It feels pretty nice. But we have that question of the day today over on the AFM Bahrain Facebook page. If you haven't seen it, make sure to go on head over and answer the question. If you could only listen to one genre of music for the rest of your life, which one would you choose, Mr. Underwood?
Like, I was trying to think of something that's not very time bound, but I'm going to go with classic rock. Here's why. Because classic rock is like, by definition, it, like, classic rock to you and to me are going to be two different things just because of our age difference. So yeah, if I do that, some of your classic rock, like somebody was telling me like Nirvana is classic. They had a t-shirt on and I'm kind of thinking like, I guess technically, like, is it a 25-year rule?
Yeah.
And that's when it becomes classic or something? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I know I was looking at the best rock and roll bands, and the number one spot was the Beatles. And right. I didn't really think of them as rock and roll. Yeah, as artists. Like, I would think AC/DC, those kind of people.
Right.
But classic rock, I mean, it ranges from people like AC/DC all the way to the Bee Gees,
right.
George Michaels. In between.
It definitely, like, if you look at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so that's kind of my cheat right there.
Yeah.
Is there so much good music? Like, Aretha Franklin is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, like, that swath of where the influence is on it. I would definitely, so I'll just go with classic rock. I cheat because whatever's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, like, James Brown is in there. Like, I don't, it's like, yeah, sure, some of the backbeats and samples that come from it have definitely influenced. Yeah, music to this day. And so, yeah, I'll just go with good old classic rock and roll.
For sure. And so what are we going to be talking about today on this segment of Money Matters?
Well, with this season, at least for us here on the installation, this is like a big PCS season. And so as everybody's coming in, like today is an AOB day. So this is the first day of AOB.
Yep.
And, you know, we usually do that every other week. So that's just the fact that people are always consistently coming in. But right now, we tend to have a little bit higher numbers of people coming in. And so that's summer PCS season. It brings into the fact that you're coming to a new place. So believe it or not, you got to learn how the new money works. And so that'll be some of the stuff we talk about today of dollars, BD, and everything in between.
AFN the Eagle with the $1 million guarantee. You give us $1 million and we guarantee we'll play any song you want. Surfing America's Best.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. You know, we're just chatting about songs. The question of the day, I mean, it really is a hard topic to think about because all the genres and all the different types of things that you can implement into music, it's just way too many. I mean, what's to say you considering a classic rock song to be a blues song back from the 60s? I mean, it's very controversial, but I'm sure there's a lot of answers, so make sure you go and drop your answers down below. But today we're talking about a guide to saving money and spending money while you're stationed at Bahrain. Now, there's a lot of ways to go about it, but what are some of the best ways to get started?
Well, one of the first things that we talk about is making sure that you know when, where your money's coming from. And the easiest way to do that is a spending plan so that you've got that organized to know what's coming in, what's going out, and where you're going to have to make adjustments if you need to. So a lot of guys, when they come out here, this is just a little help from some partners we got, anywhere from a quarter to a third of personnel coming in has some kind of pay issue. So that means their LES is messed up somehow. Sometimes it's big and sometimes it's small, but the issue is, do they have any kind of money to kind of back up their situation while they're going through it? So if you only got half your paycheck when you came in here, do you have anything in your savings fund to help out in that situation? And most guys don't, to be honest with you. So that's why you put a spending plan together, and then you're going to know what's going in, what's coming out. And then you're going to say, all right, I've got this leftover money, or I need to make sure this debt's taken care of. And that's like the easiest way to get it started for sure.
Yeah. My, I had a friend back in eighth school. He had a big problem. He was at Buds for about a year and a half. So he almost did it too. He was like, and he was like 37, 38. He was old, but he was built. And I mean, he probably looked like I thought he was 20, 22 maybe, but, it was ridiculous. And, he had a big issue with his BAH.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't getting money from BAH. And so I remember going into his room one day and he's just like calculating all the money that he should have been paid.
Right.
So he can bring it up and have all his facts in check.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big thing too. I mean, it's hard to know when you're not getting paid the mm-hmm. right amount, because it's not always, I mean, me personally, I probably haven't checked my pay in a couple weeks.
Right.
Which is not exactly a healthy habit to get into. What are some, do you know about some good healthy habits?
Yeah, like that's one of the easy things. So we use it in CFS training, and then I even use it in TAP. It's what I told the guys yesterday. Like, there's real simple things with your paycheck that as you're looking at it, especially for the active duty guys out here, one of the things that we use kind of as a yellow flag or an indicator is your SGLI. If you're looking at SGLI, everybody's got it. If you've kind of kept up with the increase, then it should be about $30. And as you're looking at it, you see the $30 come out of your paycheck. And most guys are like, yeah, that's what always happens. The thing that's different is that when you come out here to Bahrain, then that should be reimbursed.
Yep.
So that means that now they reimburse at kind of a different tempo than what they take out. So sometimes they're taking it out twice and then you get it, or sometimes it's even four times before you get it back. The point is that some guys have had that taken out and they've never got that refund the entire time they've been here.
Oh, wow.
And so those are things that kind of from the outside, I can just suggest. And then I don't know what your personal allotments may be. I don't know if there's any kind of dispersals that you have that would be different from somebody else. But you start with an indicator like that, and then that teaches you how to pay attention to your LES.
We play the best music. We have to. We have the best listeners. AFN the Eagle.
So we're just here talking it up. Me and Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. And we're getting ready to talk about some of the best ways to start saving up and spending your money wisely while you're here in Bahrain. And we just talked about, you know, when you first get here, what are some of the best steps to start taking right away? But what are the differences? Say I'm a civilian mm-hmm. versus a service member. Would there be major differences?
Yeah, there definitely can be. One of the benefits that we have out here for active duty guys is the tax-free status that's here. And not all civilians are going to be at that stage. So it depends on what your employment status is as far as that, how that applies. And so coming out here, if you're looking at the fact of most civilians are taxed at, you know, at about a 30% rate somewhere, if you're saving 30% or even half of that, just depending on what your state residency situation could be, that could be a decent chunk of change. And so knowing how much you could make or not make can be a big deal. And then one of the benefits that we have out here for active duty guys anyway, is how they can save money and kind of like the vehicles that they can use to do that. And civilians don't have that same opportunity. So knowing when you come out here, what your status is a pretty big deal. And that's the mm-hmm. kind of thing that we want to make sure is clear, you know, before people get out here, but after they do, like, what are the challenges? And then, of course, the advantages that you can have. And so that's one of the things that we talk about. Like we said early on, that today is an AOB day. And so we cover part of that from the fleet and family side mm-hmm. to make sure that guys have connections. On the active duty side, they have CFSs. So the command financial specialists are within each one of the commands. And then the civilians don't have direct access to CFSs. And so realizing that their resources, if they do want them, have to come kind of within the command, like say at a brief or something like that, or directly from fleet and family. So we do have support for the civilian personnel that's here. But the active duty guys have that extra step with CFSs. And so that's the kind of thing that, you know, commands that are smaller like yours don't usually have a CFS.
No.
But the bigger ones, that's all, you know, mandated one to every 75 once you get to be bigger than 20 in the command, 25 technically. But that's our goal, is once you start to have that, if somebody can carry the collateral, we want to get it to where it's more like 1 to 50 so that they have those financial resources, you know, readily available to them.
Yeah, my I know for our command, you're right, is very small. I mean, we probably got like, I think, 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
It's, and it feels like it's shrinking. I mean, our chief just left, and that was a big blow.
Yeah,
because I feel like I'm not gonna be able to get the chance to. I don't know. Maybe I will have it as good as a chief.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, he was perfect, but he also definitely helped in a lot of areas too. And I'm sure that's from external help that he's gotten from resources and reaching out.
Yeah.
What are some good alternatives? Not alternatives, but what are some ways? Say I'm in a bigger command and I do have a CFS,
yeah,
and I don't know who that is. How could I find out?
Yeah, so that's, in a sense, to find out who your CFS is pretty easy, because you can go to your CPPA or admin and they can track that down for you for sure. But if you're, and part of that too is in the bigger commands is knowing kind of like what the duty shift is like.
Mm-hmm.
So in certain commands, we'll say that they've got different sections, like your Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta section kind of a thing. We want to make sure that the CFSs aren't all like concentrated just on the Alpha side, and that we've got the other three covered too. And that if certain commands are kind of working 12 on, 12 off, if all the CFSs are just on your 12 on, you know, on the first 12, then the second 12 is not going to get it. So that's a good balance on that. But for the resources for guys like you, that's even better. So we want to make sure that you get covered, not just through Fleet and Family, but even through great resources like Military One Source or FinRed.
Today's best variety. Because you stay young by believing in the future, not holding on to the past. AFN the Eagle.
We're here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. We were just talking about some of the best ways and some of the differences between being a civilian and being a service member, and how to develop and start saving up now while you're in Bahrain. I mean, I know me, when I got here, I got that first paycheck. It wasn't as much as my next one, because I'm pretty sure we have to wait, I believe, like a month.
Yeah.
Like a month before we get that extra pay. And when that finally started coming, it was definitely weight relieved off my shoulder.
Right.
If that makes sense. Because that's more money to go towards my debt. That's more money,
yeah,
to go towards other things that I want to do in the future as well. Mm-hmm. Do you have a system that you use at all for like splitting up your money, which way it goes and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think that's some of the stuff that, I mean, not to be a homer, but yeah, the CFSs have a lot of those kind of resources, because not everybody does the same thing or has the same spending habits or tendencies, right? Some people, if they spend something on a credit card, within seconds of spending it on the credit card, they wait, they get the alert that says that it processed on their credit card, and they go right in and they drop a payment.
Yeah.
And they clear it off like right then and there. In the country we live in, or I should say in the United States, the American mentality is much different than a lot of the world. A lot of it, they carry the balance over on their credit card. Like, they don't pay the whole thing off every month. They look at it a little bit more like a bank account.
Yeah.
And they're kind of borrowing money out of a bank account that they're paying back, not the other way around, of saving the money either in a savings or a checking account or high yield, whatever you're going to use, and then accessing it. So when you're asking about like, hey, what are some techniques that are there? Some people can do everything on their phone and they're totally comfortable with that.
Yeah.
Other people are super paranoid and so they don't want to do it on their phone. And I get both sides, right? Yeah. So what we tell people is, whatever you use, just make sure that you use it. So don't come into like a class and say like, oh yeah, I've got like these 18 apps, but I don't want to, you know, put that one on there. And like, why not? You do everything else financially on there, but you don't want to put your TSP on there, for instance. Yeah. You're like, that's your money. Like, pay attention to it. But some people are super old school, and that's great. Put it down with a pencil and a paper, especially when it comes to your goals or an action plan. Like you had said, you kind of moved over things like really quick, but all of the things that you mentioned of what you wanted to do with your money, like pay off debt, That right there should be a goal with an action plan of like, how much debt do I have? And then how long is it going to take to pay off? Yeah. Or how many sources of debt do I have? Like, if I've got three credit cards, what's my priority for paying those off? Because different people are going to do it different ways. Is it a lot of money on there, or is it a high interest rate? So those are things that, like, when you're asking, they're kind of general questions, but they get really specific really fast. And it comes up to the person of how they're going to deal with those things. So, and then you moved on and said, oh yeah, what if I'm going to save it for something else? So now you're talking about paying off debt, saving for what could be like your retirement, mm-hmm. or, you know, a goal of vacation, education, all kinds of different things. And knowing where those priorities are is a big deal of how you're going to organize your money. So you can have a lot of good intentions, but once you start to organize it, you want to focus it in with your biggest priority first and then move down your list.
Is there a way to check the TSP?
Yeah, definitely. The great thing for you guys is that now you don't even have to be on a computer per se. You can be on a tablet or phone. You download the app, and with that app, they're going to have a two-factor authentication to get you in there, make sure it's you and not like some Russian bot or something. And then you get in there and you can find all the breakdown that you want, each individual fund that you can invest in, what those L funds, the life cycle funds, what those timings are. You can find what the historic rate of return is on each of those individual, like those legacy accounts.
Yeah,
you get to pick it. And the great thing about it is that it's your fund. And so you get to make the call about maybe what your risk tolerance is. So like right now you don't have any other responsibility but you. And so you're like, let it ride, man. Let me have like the high risk, high yield kind of a thing. But as you go through, like that's what that L fund does, is it gets more conservative as you go. You may never be a real conservative person when it comes to your finances. You always want to you don't mind riding that roller coaster a little bit more. But some people are not like that. They want to know that there's going to be more security in there. And so that's going to be what they get to pick. And you can both be looking at your TSP app at the same time and make totally different decisions. And that's the cool thing about that, is that you've got control of it all.
Short on wind, long on music. AFN the Eagle.
And we're back with Money Matters with me, DJ 2Js, and Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. We're just chatting it up, and we're getting ready to talk about, you know, it's always important whenever you go to a new station, it's important to get all your documents in order and go on to quick links or whatever source or site you use and change all your addresses, billing addresses, where your stuff gets mailed. Now, what are some first steps that you would take for that?
Yeah, definitely. That's like when you're talking about, especially if you have existing credit cards, mm-hmm. Or however your financial institutions work, you want to let them know where you're at. Part of that is going to be because that's going to help them authenticate like who you are and your geographic location. We talk about that in TAP and some other classes, that when people try to go online looking for their credit report, they have a challenge with that because they're overseas, and you know, 98% of the people that do that are going to be in the continental United States. And so even sometimes you'll have struggle with people that live in like Puerto Rico, Hawaii, Alaska, that their, you know, IP address is just different from what the companies are used to. And so once they know that you're overseas, that's going to help assist in things. And like we talked about a little bit off air, depending on what your credit card is, that can start to now issue you fees that you didn't know existed. So if there are overseas transaction fees, so, you know, think of it more in the fact of people not getting stationed, but just going on vacation, that they're going to leave the United States, go to Europe for a couple of weeks. They don't even realize that every time they swipe that card, there's going to be some kind of a transaction fee that happens. But depending on the card you have, that may not even be in existence. And so at that stage, you want to be really wise, because if you use all of your spending on a credit card, you're going to want to seriously consider getting a different credit card, because if not, you're going to be paying a fee that you could easily avoid. And there's plenty of options for you. You don't have to have kind of like that premium or top tier card. Like a lot of guys, they like the Amex Platinum card because for active duty guys, that fee that civilians would have to pay is waived.
Yeah.
And that's a considerable amount of money. But that being said, depending on how long you're going to keep that card, once you shift from active duty to civilian, you're going to have to go and assume paying those that yearly fee that happens. But if it's a card that doesn't have an overseas transaction on it, it's going to be really attractive for the guys that are living here. And again, it doesn't have to be a top shelf premium card. It just has to be something that you're aware of, you know, how it works. A lot of existing financial institutions, wherever you, you know, are currently either have a credit card or bank, they have different options for you. But you do want to make sure that you pay attention to the little things like that, because then they start to add up. And again, making sure that they're aware of kind of where you're at is a big deal, just simply because if you say, oh, I've got an issue with my account and I'm calling from, like, in basically in their mind, the middle of nowhere, yeah. The middle of nowhere is where all the bad stuff happens. So they're like, wait, the middle of nowhere, China, the middle of nowhere, Russia, like those are the guys trying to hack into our systems. And you're like, yeah, no, sorry, I just don't live in Indiana anymore. Like, you know, wherever it is that you've mm-hmm. got your original card. And that can also be a challenge of trying to initiate a new credit card too, is the fact that when you're trying to do that and you're here, that can be a challenge for some people, especially if they're trying to establish new credit. And a lot of times what we tell people, the CFSs are really good at the fact you just got to be patient. So when you are talking about like getting out of debt, how do you use credit cards? How do you save money? Everybody wants like the instant response and they want the quickest thing. Yeah. Like, oh yeah, there's my $100,000 that I was saving somewhere. Like, yeah, no, that's going to take years to put down. It may only take you a couple of years depending on where you're at, but it's going to take more time than what we want to. But it's that slow and steady that's going to, yeah, as they say, slow and steady wins the race. But that's what's going to get you over that financial mountaintop to be secure financially.
AFM The Eagle.
Funky! Woo!
Yeah!
Where every day sounds like the weekend.
I love the music.
It's got a variety of music and suits my needs.
Best radio station I've ever heard.
They play the greatest music all day long.
They're the best.
AFM The Eagle, serving America's best.
It is here with Mr. Patrick Underwood, the personal financial manager of NSA Bahrain. We were just talking about getting ready for the move. I mean, that's a big process and it's a lot to undertake, especially if you're doing it on your own. And I know me as an E3, I don't really have to worry about a housing. I don't have to worry about any of that. And I can't imagine what some people would have to go through, especially if you're a single military member. I mean, you have to worry about housing, closing all your stuff in that wherever you are at that time, and then moving it all to here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot to think about. It's a lot to worry about. Do you ever set like reminders for yourself whenever you go somewhere else?
Yeah, I mean, I think that part of it for us too is kind of understanding the timeline of what that takes, of like when you can actually start.
Yeah.
So it is, or it can be anyway, a challenge depending on like when your orders get cut. But one of the things that we want to make sure that we understand are our resources for that here.
Yeah.
So there was the, like, say for moving, it used to be everything on like move.mil, but that all got converted over to Military OneSource. And Military OneSource itself has a fantastic, like, you can download a timeline of that so that you can kind of step back and see when you need to make those decisions, like how much of a rush in a sense you got to be in. Mm-hmm. And then our personal property, like household goods office, the NAVFAC guys are fantastic. They'll, you know, once a month we have an ombudsman assembly. And so the ombudsman come in and they're the conduit, you know, of communication within the command and the sailors and dependents and stuff. And those guys all come in and are part of the resourcing that we use, especially for this time of year, knowing that when PCS happens, like you had said, it's one thing if you're single, E3, E4, like, hey, how much do you have to move? But yeah, you can be E4, E5. We got a fantastic, he's an E5 and he's got he's got kids. Let's put it that way, like multiples. And I just look at him and I go, man, are you trying to put together like a basketball team here or something, man? Like, this is crazy. And him being near a lot of guys' age, he just decided to do life different, you know, and when he got married and how many kids he's got and stuff. And a lot of people don't see that same thing. So part of that move, we hope, is going to be like sponsorship, like who your sponsor is when you come in. And hopefully they're going to have a lot of the similarities that are going to be able to, you know, connect over and find some of the commonalities. But if not, then that's going to be a challenge, right? So if you've got a sponsor, somebody who's got four kids, like, you're going to have to get the information, you know, about SAC, the school age care, mm-hmm. and CYP and what's going on at the school. And you're like, what do I care about that? Honestly, you don't.
Yeah.
And so that's what makes you a good sponsor. But the great thing for you guys is that we have fantastic sponsorship training from Fleet and Family. And so that usually happens every week and or every other week, depending on the demand for it. And the great thing is that everybody who needs those kind of resources is going to be able to get that, including the connections, like I said, with Household Goods, PIPSO and stuff. So that transition coming in and going out, those are going to be just vital connections that you're going to have. And again, Military OneSource gives you a lot of good links for that. Mm-hmm. And so it's, you know, open sourced information. Most of that stuff, you don't have to have, like, you know, CAC enabled or whatever. And it just gives you what you need. And then as your situation changes, like right now you're looking at it one way, you know, who knows what's going to happen while you're here in Bahrain. You know, you meet that special someone and yeah. now your DFAS has to change and you've got to go in. Where do I make those connections at? Right. So some of it is not the fact of necessarily asking like somebody who's vintage, like what they do, because a senior chief that's been married for a bit, has kids, like he's going to be doing things at a different rhythm and pace than what you would. The issue is whether or not you know where to get the resources at. Mm-hmm. And so as those things change and like you're going to kind of pivot in life, maybe you get married, maybe you have kids, and who knows how far down the road that's going to be. And so when that timeline comes, it's going to be your personal one. It'll be different than mine, but we still have a great place for resources. So obviously, like I said, Fleet and Family is a great place to go. But if, you know, we're not available because of your duty time or whatever, you can go on to Military OneSource. FinRed's another great place. And these are resources, of course, that you can get through your CFS. And they're going to be able to tell you about all that kind of great stuff.
Yeah, and just for our listeners, where is Fleet and Family located?
So for us, our Work and Family Life office is in Building 100, and we're in 120. And then our counseling, which is kind of down the hall and around the corner from us, is in 120, in Building 100 and 129. And so it's a great opportunity as far as those resources. And like the third arm for us of Fleet and Family is technically Sapper. And so that's the other part of our team that we all work together in, make sure primarily that everybody's got that education piece, that training that they need. And of course, the counseling side is good because one of the things we talked about, you know, coming in and out, you got a lot of stress, right? Yeah. You're coming in, you're trying to acclimate to a new situation, especially this time of year. If somebody's coming in from like they get out of Great Lakes and they're like, hey, yeah, we're going to Bahrain, like what? And so just the newness to it all, new job, new location, all of that kind of great stuff. So you may want resources that are going to be practical with your finances. But if you feel overwhelmed or frustrated, stressed out, then we've got people that you can talk to about that. And a lot of times that's exactly what it is. It's just like, man, I don't know who to talk to. Perfect. Come on in and make that happen.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on today. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm looking forward to it. Like we said, great weather. And honestly, I'm looking forward to next week. We're going to break it down a little bit, hopefully maybe going that back to school direction as everybody's in the season getting ready for it.